Here we are. Welcome to our pre-show for this Tuesday. Yesterday it was from the Elcott, whatever the fuck it was, the Ark of the Covenant. No, the Ark of the the Novitiate. I got to get that right because Dr. Elcott is going to be on this morning briefly to just...
I know that many of you hate my living guts. No, I will say this. I know many of you hate my living guts, but I was afforded this time by Phil Henry.
You know what they need, man, at Planned Parenthood? They got to get some... How can you say that you have strong security measures in place if you just had one of your goddamn clinics shot up with people killed? Obviously, you don't. Now you do. Here's the thing about Planned Parenthood in Colorado and any other Planned Parenthood. It's unfortunate, the police can't give you any protection. The fucking politicians, they don't give a fuck, you know, from Huckabee to Cruz to the rest of those pieces of shit. They'll use any kind of language that they possibly can to foment every kind of ill will. So, I'm not going to go into a big thing here, man. I'm tired of having this fuck my mood up. What I should be watching here in the morning is something other than goddamn news. So here's an interesting thing. Lauren and I are looking to go back to Ardmore to visit her people, her family. And so, well, you know, it'd be fun to be to take the train. I mean, I'm talking Ardmore, Oklahoma, is going to be a flight. Basically, it'd be a flight to Dallas and then a rental car. 'Cause no fucking point. I'm not getting in a puddle jumper to go 90 miles. Ain't gonna fucking happen, you know. So, they keep showing these pictures of this new LA Los Angeles stadium, which looks gorgeous, but who's building this thing, man? You ought to see this thing. It's cell versus land. Nearly half of American households use cell phones only. That's right. And I'm one of them. Upscale changes at McDonald's. Here's some shit, man, that I can definitely... All right, first of all, let's get... What the hell is this? Amy Schumer strips down for Pirelli calendar. Well, how didn't I know that was going to happen? I knew Amy Schumer would eventually strip, but the thing that she hasn't done that Chelsea Handler did do was show us the ass. See?
Yes, I don't want to be a part of this, Phil, if at all possible.
What, don't you,
I don't want to be a part of Chris Norton, did Amy Schumer...
Wait a minute, Margaret.
No, General. Did Amy Schumer show ass? This is... Oh, my God.
Well, I did. I thought I wiped it clean.
Yeah, I've got Dickman ass smell. Jesus.
Well, Margaret, what happened?
Don't pretend like you care, Phil. Don't get all serious and go...
Well, Margaret, what happened?
When you know that deep inside you're howling like a banshee.
I'm trying to be...
Your face is turning red. This young lady here, this Holly Hanula. Now, what ethnicity is that? What land is she from?
Holly Hanula? I would think that that's...
Oh, here we go again.
I would think that that...
How about we see her ass?
Hey, excuse me.
Now, Phil, I'm northbound on the 605.
Oh, here we go. Here's our girlfriend, Susie Q. Where is she? What the fuck is this? You mounted a dash cam or something? And there she is. Still haven't given up that baby yet, have you? Still haven't give that baby up, have you? Jeez, I saw... I had dinner the other night in a really nice place, the Casino Club up in Santa Barbara. Okay. But I'm watching as the couples are going in. Man, some of these chicks are like fucking dolled out. Like they're wearing really tight-fitting shit, you know. Kind of these faux... I know this one girl going in there, man, in a really tight fucking evening dress and a kind of a faux fur of some kind and pearls. And it was all, the fur included, all in kind of a violet color. Seriously, or not violet, maybe more of a... Yeah, kind of like a violet color. I don't know, what's the opposite of that? What's the pink version of that? Anyway, man, she looked like she was done up for a state dinner or something. And the guy that walked in with her, jeans, fucking regular old shirt, you know, I don't know. She didn't seem to mind at all. Or maybe she didn't have any choice. There's probably a better read on the situation. But that's not the first couple I saw like that. I saw another girl that was like just fucking... dressed to the nines, whatever that means. And then here's this movie, Beasts of No Nation. This Idris Elba, if you ever want to see a little turn of his, he was in that American Gangster with Denzel Washington. He's the guy that was putting his drink down on the table, and you know, and the Washington's character comes over and puts a coaster underneath it, and he winds up shooting a guy in the head. That's Idris Elba, I think. Where am I at, man? Where am I at? It's Turnery.
You know, I don't know. It's just, something I wanted to point out to you and your listeners. I wanted to point it out to you and your one listener. I think it was really important, Mr. Henry. Okay, Mr. Henry. And I just thought.
Phil, would you get someone to disinfect the telephones in here before I kick some fucking ass?
Margaret, you are...
No, I... What do you mean, I, you, ooh, I, ooh?
You are not the one to make the call on who disinfects telephones around here.
And you are?
Did I say that? I would think the one...
Who's this? Life in Utah. Did you see that? Yeah, you missed it.
If you don't get someone in here to disinfect these telephones...
Hergen. McDonald's, Jack and my brand, the old kind of name, you hate my living against Phil only comments is this morning.
Okay, all right, that's good.
Oh, God help us all. I think,
Well, you had me go out and test, you had me doing this. My name is Herbs. I can tell you that I thought that the Jack in the Box McMuffin or egg tasted passable. When I go to Jack in the Box, I have never had the urge to want to turn around and to essentially slay everyone and leave the Jack in the Box littered, you know, with...
So you had the instinct to commit murder.
Why don't you cool your jets, Ms. Gray? Cool your jets, loosen your girdle. Be a...
No one tells me to loosen my girdle and gets away with it, all right?
Well, I may be the first.
Well, look, Sewell, everyone knows you're a degenerate, so just...
I'll finish my report, General, thank you. The Jack in the Box, I think they tried. They really did try. They did do that much. They tried, goddammit. At least they tried. What movie is that, Phil?
Cuckoo's Nest.
Thank you. See, Phil has all these old guy references, so if, for those of you who are new to the Phil Hendry program, boo.
Now, David G. Hall. All right, so what do I got here? I got Herb Sewell. I've made a new decision here, folks, based upon what I've been hearing, and that is I've got to make the voice quality. Chris Norton, Herb Sewell. Herb Sewell. And
This is Chris Norton, and I'm Herb Sewell. That's correct. Most of it is just very fast, you know. And this is David G. Hall. David, you said, Phil, you had told us that you were not going to do that.
Boy, SC, congratulations, man, on breaking the fucking hearts of every goddamn Bruin fan, which is what those two teams are for.
Let me tell you something. I had money on it. Phil, this is David G. Hall.
I would rather not use the David G. Hall voice. I would rather...
Well, I'm an SC grad, and congratulations to Troy. Is that right?
Yeah, on Troy.
On do 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 do.
Well, I don't know. I don't do 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 do.
Is this going to end anytime soon?
Oh, for Jesus Christ, when's it going to end?
This is the song.
What, are we going to start complaining about the fucking cold weather in L.A. now? This is every goddamn year the same fucking story.
It's cold out there. Button up. This could be record-breaking temperatures.
There's no story in the L.A. weather, man. There's no story in the L.A. weather, man. I say again, there's no story in the L.A. weather, man. Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute, man. Wait, I got it, man. I got it. No. I know what I'm doing. Yeah. Here, wait. This is what I'm doing. Characters. Yeah, see, they're showing some homeless fucking guy who's like, here we go. Yeah, I don't know. I live here in Woodland Hills resident or Woodland Hills resident or what are they resident of? What is this a story about anyway? There goes Bob there. Cold weather. Holy Christ. Give me a fucking break, will you? Yes, it's cold. It ain't snowing, bitch. Bitch. Here are some people wearing jackets. And over here, yes, a guy in a sweatshirt. I've never seen anything like it before, and it's not going to end anytime soon. Look at this. This guy almost has a ski cap on, and here's a little girl, and she's drinking hot chocolate. Yes, here's a guy walking along in all of that ice and snow. Well, maybe ice and snow. Well, okay, there isn't ice and snow.
And another thing that happens is then it gets cold, and then it gets really uncomfortable out here. I tried taking my pants off. Forget it.
Thank you. Weather, traffic on the twos. Oh, that ought to be annoying. So in other words, television has adopted a radio format on the twos. Who the fuck pays attention? Nobody. Breakfast, 56. Lunch, 72. Dinner, 58. You don't like it? Kiss it, suck it, get on a fucking, I don't care, a rocket ship to Mars. Okay. we got Herb Sewell. Larry Grover? No. I think we need a female voice in there.
Well, it's going to be a very hot day, Phil. Well, Larry has had some... Well, it's going to be very hot. It was very cold out there. Larry's not here right now, but,
What was the character we were going to do? Oh, that's right. Gloria Grover.
You know, Larry has had... Well, I just think, Phil... It's important for you to understand. Well, Phil, we all love what you say, but when you go off on Ted Cruz...
Wait, what did I just do? Okay, here she is. Man, that baby bump goes away, and I think all that, you know, very healthy curves this girl has are going to go away. That's the part that fucking bums me out. See, let me ask you a question here, Stephanie. Once you have your baby, will you go back to wearing the tight dresses? My hope is that you will. I don't give a shit how fat you think you look, okay? So give that a rest. Okay, thanks. Looked like you said fuck you there at the end. So I think she did. Stephanie Simmons went, do-do-do-do-do-do, and fuck you. Here's Sharon Tay. She's some kind of, not her, well, she's very lovely girl, Kara Finstrom, but Sharon Tay, pardon me, folks, I shouldn't be.
You know, when you comment on the relative beauty of the women that are on television, I think it upsets a lot of people, your female listeners.
I don't think it does.
All right, well, let's say, okay, you're right about that, but...
President Obama is still going on about this climate change bullshit. Can you imagine this guy? Now they've gone from saying that it doesn't exist to we don't need to concentrate on that right now. Here's this fucking piece of shit. This motherfucker. Somebody ought to put this guy out of his fucking misery. Now that we've captured him. Once we drain him of all the information he has, then we just put one right through his fucking head and roll him down that hillside there. The fuck is this? This is Thousand Oaks? L.A. County Sheriff. I swear to God, man, if it starts happening around... my little town of Thousand Oaks. Oh, there's a Planned Parenthood opening in West Hollywood.
A lot of it, we love to listen to you, but when you go off on Ted Cruz, and these are people that we have great admiration for.
Now, I thought you were Elcott.
I am Elcott, and Elcott is very much...
What is that? Oh, sorry. That was a poor man that got hit and run. God damn it, man. There's got to be a drunk. It's got to be a fucking drunk. There's only two people that will hit and run. A drunk or these psychopathic people who just, oh, I just hit someone. Well, I'm sure as fuck not going to get in trouble for that. I'm getting out of here. And they're stone cold sober, and that's how they are as people, you know. They fake their way through life. They pretend like they have feelings, you know. Well, I won't mention any names. Ted Cruz. Getting my ass kicked. Ow, my neck.
So, I'm here as an individual.
Did we already say Bobby Dooley was going to come on the show?
Let me see.
I thought we had Bobby Dooley. Chris Norton, Schumer, show her ass. Um.
do 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 dee do 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 do.
All right, let me see here. What is that song, man?
What?
I got a song in my head, man. I'm trying to think of it. There you go. Captain from Castile. Now, this is the song that was based upon... Something that I'm frightened of having done. Oh, Jesus. Is it done? Did I do it?
Did I do it? I think I did it. I'm scared now.
Your ass, blow it out your ass. Yes, blow it out your ass. Please blow it out your ass. All right. Now you're wondering, what the fuck was that, Henry? And the answer to that question is a nauseating... I don't know. That is from a film called Captain from Castile. Okay. All right. I've never seen it. You've never seen it. Will I go see it? No. Can I go see it? Yes, but not in a movie theater, probably on my television set. Why? Because it's an old motherfucking movie. It's an old motherfucking movie. All right, let's get ready to do this goddamn shit that we done do. Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock. Don't let go, don't let go. I'm so hot, I'm about to pop. Don't let go, don't let go. Ooh-wee, well, that feeling is killing me. Oh, fuck, well, I wouldn't stop for $1 million. I love you so, just hold me, darling, don't let go. Thunder, lightning, wind, and rain, don't let go, don't let go. Don't let go, little, don't let go. Ooh-wee, yeah, this feeling is killing me. Ah, fuck,
Well, I wouldn't stop for $1 million. I love you so. Just hold me tight and don't let go.
Are you on set, Chris, right now?
Oh, yeah, right now I'm on set. I'm just doing some editing on my latest. It's called Norton Lode. This is a three-parter. It's called The Norton Lode. And it's called Norton Loads In. It's called Norton's All In, The Load.
That's part one, Norton's All In, The Load. Part two, General Shaw. Yeah, what's part two?
Well, fuck it, man. I haven't thought of that. Part two is Norton's All In. I don't fucking know, man. I don't.
And I don't give a fuck. How about that, nigga? I don't give a shit. Huh? Gloria Grover, you ripping into Ted? All right, here we go. All right, come on, man. Don't fuck me up now, Henry. Come on, Henry. Will you get down to this bitch fucking goddamn song? Okay, is this a whole other fucking file now? Yeah, natural fucking Lee. Well, you know what, man? Apparently, the shit ain't doing what I wanted it to do, bitch. Okay? There it is there. Okay, buy that motherfucker. Sorry, folks. But I'm just trying to get this shit together here, man. Okay. And then we have what? We have fucking what, man? Thunder, lightning, wind, and rain. Don't let go. Don't let go. I'm so jerky. I'm soaking wet. I made that line up because I didn't know what else to say. Are you ready? Because this is going to rock the bitch to its fucking heels. Breathe, breathe, B-E. Now let's go ahead to playlist. Let's go to music. B-R-E-B-R. Meditation or... Is it B-R-E-A? B-R-E-A, 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 B-R-E, B-R-E, B-R-E-A. There we are, right there. The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. Phil Henry does all the voices of the characters, all the voices of the people, all the voices of the phone people, all the voices of the voice.